Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. And I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye. And today on Live Talk, we're discussing the rampant corruption in Zimbabwe following a report that the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission, ZAC, is investigating controversial businessman Wicknell Chivayo and his accomplices. They are being investigated for a $40 million tender allegedly awarded to them by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission fraudulently. The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission was not immediately available for comment. But first, let's take a look at what is happening here in the United States. Former President Donald Trump, the presumptive Republican nominee for president, says people are voting illegally in U.S. elections, including immigrants. One California city is moving to impose voter ID rules that violate state voting laws. Ginia Dulot has the story.
Picturesque Huntington Beach is known as Surf City, USA, but its political notoriety in this election year is over a local ordinance requiring photo ID before in-person voting. Mayor Gracie Van Der Mark says it reflects citizens' concerns about election integrity.
You can't even go see your doctor without an ID, but the most important thing in our country is our election system. Because every single thing we do is determined by politicians and who we put in office. Our lives are dictated by who we put in office, and then they start legislating, so we want to make sure that the integrity of our elections is protected.
Non-citizen voting is a political issue in this presidential campaign. In Arizona, last week, Donald Trump accused Joe Biden of allowing immigrants to cross the Mexican border to illegally vote for him in November.
Somebody's going to explain to us why they would want this to happen. I guess it's probably votes.
There is no evidence that non-citizens vote in significant numbers in the U.S. elections. Most U.S. voters confirm identifying information when they check in to vote, but they're not required to show identification. Huntington Beach Council member Dan Kalmick opposes the voter ID measure and says it reflects his city's more conservative shift.
Well, voter ID is for in-person voting, but only 15% of the city voted in person in the last election. What problem are we trying to solve? We're trying to solve for 1,000 people that are going to vote in person. Again, it just proves that it's political. There's not actually a problem that we're trying to solve here.
California has its own voting laws, and the state is suing Huntington Beach over a measure Attorney General Rob Bonta says adversely impacts low-income voters, voters of color, young or elderly voters, and people with disabilities. Charlie Zabla is an immigrant who owns a local Mediterranean restaurant. He says the voter ID measure does not discriminate.
Oh, just because you're poor doesn't mean you don't have a driver license or you cannot obtain a driver license.
Oak View Comunidad is a non-profit group working to narrow the social, cultural, health and economic gap in Huntington Beach. Co-founder Oscar Rodriguez says the law will suppress voter turnout in lower income neighborhoods.
You're confusing people. And so when people are already having low voter turnout, it may be because of childcare, having multiple jobs, because they don't trust the system, and then you're adding an additional layer of voter ID, then that kind of confuses people and it may turn away people to come out to the polls and vote.
City leaders say they're ready to fight the state over voter IDs for local elections. Those legal challenges will take the case beyond this November's vote, when the state voting laws will remain in effect here. Jenya Dulo, VOA News, Huntington Beach, California.
Thank you, Jenya. In opposition politics, some youth of the opposition CCC had their meeting disrupted by police in Chinoy today. This follows an arrest in Harare of 78 members of the same party yesterday. One of the lawyers representing the arrested CCC members, Marufu Mandevere, says some of his clients have been hospitalized after alleged police brutality. The members were arrested while commemorating International Youth Day at the home of one of their leaders. Mandevele explains what happened so far in this case.
Usina kubvumizwa kana kuziswa mapurisa
That there was one of the lawyers representing 78 CCC members, Marufu Mandevere, in Harare. In Harare, again, Chief Justice Luke Malaba presided in the swearing-in ceremony of 10 judges to the High Court of Zimbabwe. Law Society of Zimbabwe President Rumbidzai Matambo said her organization was concerned about the low ratio of women sworn in today as judges. 3 out of the 10 judges were women.
I think out of 12, three female judges is a bit discouraging. We would really like to see more women coming onto the bench, and we would like to see more women offering themselves. We understand this is a service, this is a sacrifice, but it would really help with gender balance and gender equality if we do get more female judges on the bench. And we shall certainly be encouraging our female lawyers to equip themselves and offer themselves up for the next round of judges.
That was the Law Society of Zimbabwe President Rumbidzai Matambo in Harare. Speaking on the sidelines of the judges swearing in ceremony, the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission ZAC chairperson Michael Reza confirmed that his organization has indeed launched an investigation into the corruption charges against Wikinwa Chivayo and his accomplices.
Pakazobuda audio nestatement yechipiri ndopatakazoona pane zvakutaurika zvekuti takaona kuti zvakakodzera kuti tidaidze vanhu tinyatsovabvunza kuti nyaya yavo iri kutangira kupi ichienda kupi. Hazvaigona kuti tingoti pangotaurwa kunzi ndakakupa mari tovatati sungai vanhu, kwete. Mutemo une zvaunofanira kuteedzera. Saka ndo zvatanga takamirira. Takazoburitsa statement taona kuti pazvasvika apa evidence yaburitswa apa iyi inokodzera kuti tidaidze vanhu vacho vese vari kumenishenwa apa vauye vatitsanangurire tigowana pekutangira. Ndo patava. Saka iko zvino shoko rakafamba, tinotarisira kuti vachauya. Kana vasina kuuya tinoenda kwavari.
Vanhu ava ndivanani chidimbo?
Pana Mike Chimombe, Moses Mpofu naWikinwa Chivayo. Ndo vane Mike Chimombe naMoses Mpofu vane dokumenti ravakaburitsa. Wikinwa Chivayo ane audio yaakaburitsa. Saka tinoda kuvabvunza kuti vatitsanangurire kuti apa vairevei, ukuku vairevei, tiwana pekutangira. Shuviro yedu ndeyekuti vakatouya kana nhasi. Asi chatirodo toziva kuti vanhu vanenge vane zvimwe zvavanoda kuita. Tinokudza mahuman rights yevanhu. Kunyange munhu achinzi ane mhosva yaakapara asi ane kodzero dzake dzatinorespectawo. Saka hatina kuvapa time limit, asi isisu tine time limit yedu yekuti tikasvika musi wakati vasina kuuya tinenge tochiona kuti tingaite sei. Asi regai nditi zvese zvinhu kusurutivi rwedu rwezaki zvese zviri under control.
that day was the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission ZEC chairperson Michael Reza speaking to Studio 7 in Harare. With that, let's take a short break. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. Now, back to our main topic of the day. The Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission, ZEC, says it has launched an investigation into businessmen Wiknell Chivayo and ZANU-PF-linked businessmen Mike Chimombe and Moses Mpofu over a murky Zimbabwe Electoral Commission ZEC US 40 million tender. Speaking on the sidelines of a judge's swearing-in ceremony in Harare, ZEC chairperson Michael Reza told Studio 7 that his organization has reached out to the three and are awaiting for them to avail themselves for questioning, failure of which they will legally bring them in for questioning. Also involved in the deal is Mavuku Tafara, legislator, Pedzisai Scott, Saku Pwanya's company, Better Brands Security, which was used to sign the deal that exposed the corruption, with Rainform, a South African-based company. There was no immediate comment from the accused four gentlemen. To discuss this issue, we are joined via Skype by Masimba Mavaza of ZANU-PF. We also have Tawanda Jokora, an opposition-aligned political analyst and social analyst and researcher, Tendai Mbofana. Welcome to the program, gentlemen.
Good evening, Mavaza.
Thank you, Marvelous. Thank you, Muria Zimbabwe.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'll start off with you, Mr. Mavaza, who's on Skype. What is your take on the announcement by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission that they will be investigating Chivayo and the others?
The announcement is quite a welcome development. After the audios and the documents which were flying all over in our country and in the social media, it was imperative that action has to be taken. But as what the chairman of ZEC had said, that we could not act on a single piece of audio because it's what he says. If there is not enough evidence to even call the person to a hearing or to questioning, we don't question to arrest. We don't arrest to investigate. So there was no need for them to be arrested before the investigation. So what ZEC has done is literally following the law, inviting them to come to ZEC for questioning and for investigations. And if the investigations can yield more evidence, which shows that there was corruption in their deals, then they'll be arrested. Yes, they have raised an issue of ZEC and buying equipment, which is worth £4,000 and paying £1 million for a £4,000 equipment. That has to be looked into. If that is what happened, indeed, they will have to answer for that. And whoever had caused that inflating of prices and the purpose for doing that, and those in ZEC, if they were their complacence to such criminality, it cannot go unquestioned. So the buyer for ZEC and these people and whoever said what he said, they should definitely be answerable and they should be responsible for what they've done. So it's actually, we applaud ZEC for taking action quickly. We would have hoped probably the CID frauds would have jumped in it, but it is important that we have to tread softly in issues of fraud Because if you rush to please the people, you lose the evidence. So what they have done is very, very good. It's very correct. And they will go to the bottom of the case. And Zimbabwe will be seeing people being arrested if indeed there are crimes, or being let go if there's no crime committed.
I'll come over to you, Mr. Jokora. Do you think anything will come out of this investigation, as critics fear that this will be a catch and release? What's your thinking on this?
Definitely not. We don't expect anything to come out of this. This is what ZANU-PF does when they are in a tight corner. When they are pressed, they do something like what they are doing right now. It's just going to be this and that, and then they get to talk to them, maybe put them in remand prison for a few days, and then they are released. We have seen this movie over and over again. That's the reason why there is not even one person who is in jail because of corruption in Zimbabwe. Yet we are losing billions of dollars every year through corruption. But no one has ever been convicted. And I'm surprised Mr. Mavaza is saying that the police in Zimbabwe, you know, arrest, investigate, and then arrest. This is not what they do when it is opposition members. We saw Honorable Job Scala being investigated while he was in jail, being investigated while he had already been arrested. These people should have been in jail a long time ago. And one other point to note is, in the audios, we had about four individuals that are involved in all this. Now they are only talking about three individuals. Mr. Mnangagwa is mentioned. He is involved, fully involved in what has been happening in those audios. So we hope that Zak will also reach out to him and hear his side of the story, how he has been relating and his relationship with Wikner Chivayo. We have seen them together. We have seen them talking. We have seen them in his office. And now we are hearing of all these corrupt deals. And they are all leading to Mr. Mnangagwa, just like the gold mafia. Mr. Mnangagwa's name was mentioned so many times, and we thought that Zak was going to come in and question everyone who was mentioned in those corrupt cases or corrupt deals. Nothing materialized, nothing happened. So now we hope that everyone who was involved in these corrupt deals will be asked. We are also interested in knowing how Mr. Sakupanya, who was a candidate in Mavuku, ended up being a supplier of the same voting materials that he was supposed to be using. We want everything out.
Thank you there, Mr. Jokora. I'll come to you now, Mr. Mbofana. You have just joined the program. What's your take on what we're seeing developing? We're hearing from Zak that they have launched an investigation against Mr. Wikner Chivayo and some of his business partners. What's your take?
Thank you so much, Marvelous. My take is that this is just one of those games, I'm sorry to call them games, that we've witnessed from the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission for the past couple of years. We have seen this, what we've come to call now the catch and release, especially when it relates to very high government officials, ruling ZANU-PF officials, or those linked to these high-ranking officials. We remember of the case of Prisca Mfumira, who was alleged to have looted $90 million US dollars from NASA. We also had Dexter Nduna, the former MP for Chegutu, who had been charged for allegedly prospecting for minerals without a license, with Nessus Chombo for abusing power. But none of these people have ever been convicted of any crime. We just hear this furor, this noise, this excitement over Zak, you know, arresting these people, but nothing ever comes out of it. So for me personally, I wouldn't be excited about this recent move by Zak to investigate Mike Chimombe and Moses Mpofu and Wikner Chivayo. For me, what it just shows is that those in high offices in government were sort of shocked because and unnerved because of the audio that circulated last week, ostensibly by Wick Netuvayo, in which he was exposing even the presidency itself for being involved in shady deals. So that, I think, is the motive behind this. I think that is just being used as a tool to just punish or just shake Tivayo a bit, but I don't think anything will come out of it. Mm-hmm. Let's also remember that this letter that was written by Chimombe and Mpofu was written about 2 weeks ago. We never heard not even a single word that was uttered by the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission as far as this $40 million deal with the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission was concerned. Nothing, not a single word. Only when this audio by Chivayo, or allegedly by Chivayo, went viral, do we now see the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission doing something? Maybe now because those in government are now attacking Chivayo from ZANU-PF youth, from Nick Mangwana, George Charamba, and everyone else, because now they're attacking Chivayo for exposing the president. Is the Zimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission showing some interest in the issue? But to me, this is just a political grandstanding. I do not think anything will come out of it.
Thank you so much. Tine mtereri variparunare. Hello, mtereri makadi yenyu.
Mwakara maradiyo.
Ai watiri wadi. Tukuta oranani uye zvemurikupi mvamati pafungwa dzenyu. Taurai tinzwe munoona sei nyaya iri mudariroi?
Inini ndinongoona kuti kutungana tempo kuti zvaka hapana chainobatsira ndikaita saka tasaba nyaya yakamboitika yegodhi masiya kumashure uku takangomatwa kunoita kuti vanhu vakasungwa kuti hambikozi saka tinotoona iri pekicha administrator hapana kana tinomboona.
Aiwa, tinotenda chaizvo mukoma muve nezuva rakanaka. Tombouya kwamuri vamavaza, Mr. Mavaza, tiri kuona kuti vanhu ava vari munyaya iyi vanhu vebato renyu reZANU-PF. Takanzwa mumaaudio umu vachivhayo vachitaura ivo kuti vakabata mutungamiri wenyika kuti dzvi. Uyezve tiri kuona kuti pari zvino pari kuita kunge paane makakatano wamubato renyu iroro reZANU-PF kuti nyaya iyi yobatwa sei. Tinonzwawo kuva mangwana vachitaurawo zvimwe, vaGeorge Charamba vachitaurawo zvimwe, vechidiki vachitaurawo zvimwe. Zvakamira sei pari zvino? Zviri kufambiswa sei mubato renyu?
Thank you, Mav. Chekutanga, Mav, ndechekuti vaChivayo navaChimombe havasi vatungamiriri mubato reZANU-PF, vatsigiri vemusangano asi havasi nhengo dzemusangano. Saka zvavanenge vachiita kunze uko kuita kwavo madiro aGeorgina hazvinei nemusangano weZANU-PF, havasi kuita on behalf of ZANU-PF. Kana vachinge vapara mhosva, havana kupara mhosva vachipara pamusoro peZANU-PF. Saka kuti munhu ane ukama neZANU-PF hazviite kuti bato rese ribva ranzi ranyangadzwa nekuda kwemunhu anongotitsigira. Kune vanhu vakawanda vanoteerera Voice of America. Kana vatinge vabatwa vaba, hazvireri Voice of America iri kuba. Kune vanhu vakawanda vanofarira vaibi vana Thomas Mapfumo, vana Mutukudzi, vamwe vacho Matotso, mwanya ari kujeri. Hazvirevi kuti munhu wavanofarira naiyewo ari kudya nawo pautsotsi hwavo. Saka tikatarisa nyaya tinoona kuti vanhu kune vazhinji vari kungomeka vari kungoita ruzha nekungopembera vachifunga kuti zvaiwa naNgwarati. Asi aiwa, ZANU-PF haisi kuwanikwa irimo munyaya dzeori. ZANU-PF haisiriyo inotungamirira bato reZimbabwe Electoral Commission. ZANU-PF haisiriyo zvakare inotungamirira bato rezaki. ZANU-PF zvakare haitungamiriri mapurisa. Ringori bato riri kutonga mapato ese emazvitongerwo enyika haana simba pamusoro pezvipoka zvehurumende zvinenge zvichigadzirisa unhu zvakaita semapurisa, zaki, kwese ikokoko hakutongwe nemapato ezvematongerwo enyika. Saka hakuna iri kunoita muZANU-PF, hakuna dambudziko. Ukama hwavachivayo napurezidendi unoti tosorei bichana nekuti tinenge takuti aiwa I president vanga vaedza nepavanogona kuti vana vechidiki uyaindibatsirei tione kuti nyika yasimukira asi pakazotawo nyanya nundira mutsime tavachi vayo vanenge vazotanga kuita vakura musoro nekuda kwemari dzavapiwa kuti vaite basa vobira hurumende voruma ruoko rwuri kuvapa chikafu hatingashore amupa chikafu aruma ruoko tinoshora ari kuruma saka tikatosa panyaya iyi hakuna kana mashoko enyangadzo angadai angaiswa pamberi pemutungamiriri wenyika nekuti haana chaakaita chaakatadza akaedza kubatsira vana vemabhizinisi kuti nyika yedu ibudirire saka vemabhizinisi kana vakazotora mukana wekubira mubatsiri wavo ndiwo kana kuti it is on them ndiwo vanokwanisa
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavaza. Regeti mbupa o vajokora. Muruku nzwa shuguta orwa nama Mavaza. Takanzwa vachivayo vachitaura imomo muma audio. Avari kuramba iwo kuti havasiriwo. Vachiti vakabata kuti G. Mutungamiri wenyika. Imi munoona sei zvakaitika izvi uye zvine zvataurwa nama Mavaza. Mungoti gaga kuti pova mbofana mukana.
Aiwa. Nyika. Vamunangagwa Zanu PF nemaministers akawanda muZanu PF akabatwa kunzi G nembavha dzakawandisa muZimbabwe dzinosanganisira vachivayo vamavaza vari kuuya pano vachida kuhwanda nemunwe kutanda nyadzi kwavari kuita uku votaura kuti vamunangagwa vaida kubatsira mayouth kuti awane mari kana kuti vaone upenyu hwakanaka aiwa mukuru wenyika anozviti mukuru wenyika haabatsire mayouth achityora mutemo wenyika vachivayo hapana asingazvizive kuti vanga vachiwana matenda zvisiri pamutemo matenda acho asina kutedzerwa zvakanyorwa mubumbiro remutemo wedu wenyika yezimbabwe yekuwana matenda vaivawana nekuti vanenge vanogara muofisi navamunangagwa mataivaona vari mangwana acho voona vapiwa tenda toda kutiwo zvakare pavari kutaura vamavaza vataure kuti iye akaburitsa mari 1 million yaitaurwa maaudio muya ne5 million yaizoteera anotozikanwa ndiminista akatosainira izvozvo nemapermanent secretary akasainira izvozvo vanhu vose ivavo vaidai vatotaurwa nezvavo nezaki dai vatotaura kuti izvozvi vatokuzaki vari kutobvunzwa sekubvunzurudzwa kuchaitwa vamwe vese ava hakuna anofanira kusara naivo vamunangagwa vacho vanofanira kubvunzwa kuti zvakafamba sei ukama hwavo ukama chaihwo chaihwo hwavo navawichineo chivhayo hwakamira sei
tinotenda
papi
tinotenda vadzokora vambofana motipawo maonero enyu mobva matipawo kuti what do you think is the way forward
The way forward, marvelous, ndekuti mutemo ngautedzerwe. Zvino zvese muZimbabwe should be done according to the laws of the country. Sezvataurwa apa, tangopinza vachivayo mumvura inopisa, ndechekuti vazotaura chokwadi chezvanga zvichiitika nguva dzese idzi. Nekuti odzidi vachivayo ndatirangarire havana kuirekodha vachida kuzoipa kune vanhu kuti teererai vana vezimbabwe zviri kuitika vaiti zvavari kutaura zviri kuitwa in secret in private saka munhu kana achiita zvitaura zvine private ari kutaura chokwadi haasi kuda kunyepa nokuti hapana munhu waari kutosvibisa zita ari kutaura chokwadi saka zvakataurwa muaudio muya zvinotoratidza kuti ari kutyorwa mitemo yakaomarara muZimbabwe nekuti munhu anenge ari pedyo kwemahofisi ari pamusoro akataura negativayo kuti izvi ndiri kuzviwana ndekuti ndakavatichiva nava
Thank you so much, Mr. Mbofana. Thank you.
Corruption.
Thank you so much. And that brings us to the end of our show. We'd like to take this opportunity to thank our guest, Mr. Masimba Mavaza of Zanu PF, Tawanda Jokora, a political analyst aligned to the opposition. And also, we had our final guest, Mr. Mbofana, signing off in Washington. Our marvelous Mthanga Nyahuye.